And today, the last boat leaves in a few moments. Before it does, I'd like to have a word with some of the people who are going on it. Now, Dennis Maitland, you're the administration director for Radio London.
That's right. Well, obviously, all of us are feeling very unhappy about today. None of us are looking forward to going out to the ship. It's going to be a rough ride in any case, and we're certainly not looking forward to the time when we come off. This is not a good day for any of us. It's a very sad one.
Some mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L. But I'm not sure that it will be a better place. Thank you.
Big L time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
We have demanded the retention of Radio Scotland. It has been refused us, but I don't think it will be for long. For we are Scotland the Brave. Well, from all of us at Radio Scotland, it's not goodbye. Merely au revoir. And from me, my sincere thanks to all of you very wonderful people out there, the people of Scotland, for your wonderful loyalty and support. Only remains now for me to say, in the dying minutes of Radio Scotland, to again thank you from the bottom of my heart, and to say goodbye and God bless you all. Bye-bye.
On behalf of the 270 men, the radio technicians, the captain and the crew, and everybody on shore concerned with Radio 270, this is Rusty Ullman wishing you God bless and Godspeed. Good night and goodbye. Radio 270 is now closing down.
This is your radio station. This is Radio Caroline. It is now 12 midnight. Radio Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last, after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognising this station's legality. It's right to be here. It's right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent. It's right to give the music and service to the peoples of Europe, which we have been doing since Easter Sunday, 1964. And we, in turn, recognize your right as our listener to have freedom of choice in your radio entertainment, and, of course, that Radio Caroline belongs to you.